What do we celebrate when we Christians gather together? The symbol of our faith reminds us of the mystery of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and of the mystery of salvation in Christ. Jesus Christ founded the Church in order to continue on earth his plan of salvation for mankind, until the end of the world. What does the Church announce and celebrate? The mystery of Christ. This alone is what the liturgy announces and celebrates. There is a scene in the Gospel that depicts the encounter of Christ with the woman who had a hemorrhage and had suffered that condition for a long time, since no one was able to cure her. When she came close to Christ and, full of faith, touched his garment, she recovered her health thanks to a power that went forth from him, as the Gospel says. Christ lives and acts in the Church through the sacraments. These apply the merits of the redemption to humanity, thus continuing the saving work that Jesus carried out in the world. The sacraments are channels that draw on the power that goes forth from the pierced side of Christ, curing the wounds of sin and conveying new life to those who come close to him. That is why he who wishes to live the life of God must participate in the liturgy of the Church. The liturgy celebrates the mysteries of our salvation in union with Christ and inspired by the Holy Spirit, thereby rendering to God the Father the homage of adoration, praise, and thanksgiving that he expects from his children. What is the liturgy of the Church? The liturgy is the work by which Christ, through physical signs and symbols, glorifies the Father in the unity of the Spirit and saves mankind. Christ acts in the Church as the invisible head through his ministers in order to perpetuate the work of redemption in the world. Thus, in the liturgy, the Church gives public worship to God. The whole of the liturgical action is the work of Christ, the High Priest, and of his Church. Sacred action par excellence, whose efficacy is not matched by any other action of the Church. On the other hand, the liturgy is a participation in the prayer of Christ, and a fountain of life which flows from the Saviour of the world. The liturgy, work of the Holy Trinity. The three divine persons intervene in the liturgy. God the Father is worshipped and praised as the source of blessings for creation and for salvation. Christ, the eternal High Priest, shows forth the glory of God and brings about the salvation of mankind through the sacraments. The Holy Spirit, as the soul of the Church, invigorates and enlivens the work of God in order to bring it to perfection. The sacraments of the Church. Although we will deal more specifically with the sacraments later on, we can already affirm that the Church's liturgical life hinges on the seven sacraments: baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. The celebration of the Church's sacraments. Although there are different traditions within the single Church of Christ, there are some common elements in the liturgical celebrations. Who celebrates? The liturgy is the work of the whole Christ, head and body. Therefore, it is the whole community, the body of Christ united with its head, that celebrates. Not all the faithful have the same function within the celebrations. Some who have been consecrated by the sacrament of holy orders have the mission and thus the power to represent Christ as the head of his body. How is the liturgy celebrated? The liturgical celebration is woven from signs and symbols which point to different realities, such as creation, light, water, fire, human life, cleansing, anointing, breaking of the bread, and the history of salvation, the Paschal rites. All these elements, through the action of the Holy Spirit, become bearers of Christ's saving and sanctifying action. A major part of any celebration is the liturgy of the Word. celebrations are sometimes enriched by music and the singing of hymns. The sacred images, found in churches and in people's homes, are meant to awaken and nourish our faith in the mystery of Christ. When is the liturgy celebrated? Sunday, the day of the Lord, is the principal day for the celebration of the Eucharist because it is the day of the resurrection. Throughout the liturgical year, the Church unfolds the whole of the mystery of Christ, from the Incarnation and Nativity to the Ascension, Pentecost, and the wait in joyful hope for the coming of the Lord. In the liturgical year, the Church venerates the Holy Virgin with special love and remembers the martyrs and the other saints. The Liturgy of the Hours, or Divine Office, is the Church's public prayer. It is complemented by the various devotions of the people of God, particularly the adoration and worship of the Holy Eucharist. Where is the liturgy celebrated? Christ is the true temple of God, and we Christians, by grace, are also temples of the Holy Spirit. But the Church needs places where the community can assemble. These are our churches. In these temples, many of which are true works of art, the Church celebrates its public worship for the glory of the Holy Trinity. It is in them that the Word of God is listened to and God's praise is sung, where worshippers' hearts are lifted up and the sacrifice of Christ offered up. Churches are the privileged places for recollection and personal prayer. We must participate actively in the liturgy of the Church. If we have understood this topic well, then we should realize how important it is to attend the Church's liturgical celebrations, and especially the Holy Mass, with the utmost attention and devotion. Our Mother, the Church, asks us to attend the celebrations in a conscious way, being aware of what we are doing, actively taking part in the various ceremonies, and fruitfully being well prepared to make the most of the celebration. Resolutions for Christian life. Always attend with devotion any liturgical celebration of the Church, and especially the Holy Mass. Make frequent visits to the nearest church or temple, which is invariably a privileged place for an encounter with God and for prayer.